Remember the Canadian truckers. Farage warns against debanking, cashless society. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 10, 2023. Brexit leader-turned-banking reform campaigner Nigel Farage has voiced a clear warning over the pitfalls of the cashless society, citing the treatment of the Canadian vaccine mandate protesters by a vindictive government as a vision of the future. Nigel Farage has been campaigning against woke corporations over the move to debank him personally, an episode that revealed to him the extent to which this problem is becoming widespread in the United Kingdom. In addition to politically motivated debunking, of which he has proven himself to be a target, there are also broader issues with banks overcorrecting on politically exposed persons. Perhaps the most widespread, however, is people punished for dealing with cash in their daily lives, who as part of a larger push towards a cashless society are being punished by banks for their ways of business or life. Sounding a warning over a move to purely digital currency, Farage warned taking money online will leave the public with their every expenditure scrutinized by the government, and this has potentially serious consequences. The Brexit leader told GB News on Thursday morning, "Look, it happened in Canada. Remember the Canadian truckers? People who had gone about their business legally for years. Suddenly a vaccine mandate came in, many didn't agree with it. They protested peacefully in Ottawa, and what Justin Trudeau the PM do? He froze their bank accounts. You see, this can be misused in very, very frightening ways." As was reported by MarketWatch at the time, the trade group for Canada's biggest banks on Wednesday said lenders will work to carry out an emergency order from the government to freeze bank accounts for truckers and their parent companies. While contactless payments may seem like a no-brainer to what are sometimes called in British political discourse the metropolitan liberal elite, the true story is different in the rest of the nation. And that's before you even get to the personal security concerns. Farage continued, "You're in London, you go around London and everything is tapped with a card. But you get outside of London into our rural communities, our coastal communities, that is not the reality. There are practical reasons why cash needs to stay. Personal security, Big Brother implication reasons, why cash needs to stay. What I want to see, and this isn't difficult. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, what I want his next move to say. Legal tender will remain legal tender, as simple as that." As reported last week, big banks in the United Kingdom have already shut down nearly a million accounts in 4 years. As stated, this figure may be underestimating the true scale of account closures, given that it only reflects accounts closed over concerns of financial crimes, and therefore would not include cases like that of Nigel Farage, who had his Coutts account shut because the bankers determined that he did not align with the bank's values.